This is The Attraction Factor with Pam Thomas on Empower Radio. 30 minutes to supercharge your life, move past negativity, and reclaim your personal power. Now, here's your host, Pam Thomas, on Empower Radio.
Welcome to The Attraction Factor, and hello, everyone. In light of the recent tragedies here in the States, in Boston and in Texas, I felt compelled, and I know you're probably seeing a lot of this on the news, I felt compelled to address the topic of how we, as a band of people, can come together and bring light in a time of darkness. You know, we can't turn on the news today without being smacked in the face with some negativity of some sort. But that really doesn't mean that we have to succumb to the negativity. I truly believe that we can combat it. And in just a few moments, I'm going to be sharing a few ways to do just that, just to get the ideas rolling. But now it's time for the Action Factor tip. And that is, spread your wings. I think Rumi said it best. You were born with wings. Why prefer to crawl through life? You know, limiting beliefs, self-deprecation, negative thoughts, negative comments, gossiping, those are just some of the many things that weigh our wings down and keep us at a crawl. So to lighten those wings, I want to encourage you, share some love. Love for yourself, love for others, send love out into the world. You know, now's a better time than any. It truly is time to soar, my friends. So lighten your wings. And speaking of loving yourself and sending out love, let's jump into our topic for today. The light drives out the darkness. You know, as many of you know, I truly am a quote junkie, so it's not uncommon for me to sprinkle quotes throughout my show. And here's one that I think just speaks volumes. Thousands of candles can be lighted from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared. Buddha said that. And I think it's such a powerful quote and such a powerful reminder that we do have the choice to be candle lighters. I'm passionate about this because when I started coaching, one of the reasons I started coaching was because I wanted to light other people's candles. I wanted to do it in a way that encouraged others to also light other people's candles. So today's show is really a call to action, a call to action for you to join me in being a candle lighter. In being a candle lighter during times of negativity, in being a candle lighter during times of darkness, in being a candle lighter when there's devastation, and in being a candle lighter when there's not, and being a candle lighter just because you want to feel better, just because you want to make this place a better place for having been there. So how can we create more light? How can we create more light during the times of darkness and during the times when it's not dark? But just because. Well, I've created a list, and it's a list in no particular order. And I'd like to ask, let's all make a commitment to do something on this list or something, add to this list if you'd like, and do what you feel is going to light some candles. And let's do that each and every day as a call to action, because I truly believe together we can really light up the world and we can drive out the darkness. We don't have to, as I said, we don't have to succumb to the negativity. We can't avoid the negativity. So one of the things on my list, and this is something that's kind of smacked me in the face lately, because really, in all honesty, I've been experiencing some judgment of my own in terms of someone judging me and me judging myself. So on the top of my list is to avoid judgment whenever possible. You know, in judging, whether we're judging someone else or we're judging ourselves, what we're doing is we're casting a shadow. So if we can avoid judgment and turn it around and maybe look for the good, you know, rather than judge somebody for something that they've done or the way they look, maybe look for the good. you know, what is it about that person? What is it about yourself that's good? Let's avoid the judgment. And along those lines is, you know, love. I mentioned it in the tip of the day or the tip of the week. You know, love. Love combats a whole heck of a lot. And whether that's giving love to yourself, and sometimes that's a little bit more difficult to do. But if we can share a little love, you know, think about the things that you do well and celebrate those things. That's a way of sharing love with yourself. Again, I hate to sound like a broken record, but self-care is a way of showing love to yourself. Or share love with somebody else. When you say, I love you, mean it. You know, think of ways in which you can show love to somebody else. But just make a commitment to share some love. A great way to share some love and to add some light is to share genuine kind words. And I'm not just saying that to share genuine kind words with someone else, but to yourself. To yourself. You know, this show is called The Attraction Factor for a reason. It's about becoming our very best selves. And one of the ways we can do that, as well as sharing light, is by sharing kind words with ourselves. It does make a difference. It makes a difference as to how we show up. Instead of showing up as negative and downtrodden, we show up positive and uplifted. So start with yourself. Share some kind words with yourself. Say something nice to yourself each and every day. And in turn, share some kind words with someone else. You know, that might be something that that person needs in that very moment, is a compliment, a genuine, sincere compliment for a job well done, or something about them, a characteristic or a quality that you love about them. This is something that I absolutely love, and this is, you know, simple and random acts of kindness. It doesn't have to be anything grandiose or big. But, you know, opening the door for someone, helping someone with their packages. I love hearing stories of the people who are waiting at toll booths who pay the toll of the people behind them. I had a friend who was in the drive-through at a fast food restaurant and paid for the person's order behind them. And, you know, my dad is the king of random acts of kindness. I absolutely love what he does. And he's been doing this since I was a very, very little girl. He will go and he will purchase coffee or donuts for the people that he engages with, such as the people who do his landscaping, or the people at the bank, the tellers at the bank who wait on him, just as a way to make their day. You know, it doesn't have to be anything grandiose. It doesn't have to be anything that costs a lot of money, but random acts of kindness can make a huge difference. There is an insurance commercial, and I think I've mentioned this on a past show. There's an insurance commercial showing these random acts of kindness and how it's contagious, how random acts of kindness are contagious. And so when we can do random acts of kindness for other people, we set the stage for others, and we call upon others to be role models as well and to participate in those random acts of kindness as well. Another way in which we can shed some light in the darkness is to help others in need or to volunteer our time. You know, there's all sorts of organizations that help those in need, and it doesn't require a lot of energy, and it feels really good, and it makes somebody else's day, and it makes your day to just give. Genuinely give to someone else. This is something that, and I'll be honest, this is something that I think is, I don't want to say goes unnoticed, because I don't think it goes unnoticed, but I think this is something that we have a tendency, I know I do, I should maybe not speak for everybody else, but speak for myself, is not to, sometimes when we get caught up in the day-to-day, the busyness, we forget to share with the people who are most important to us how much we value and love them. And so, you know, letting somebody you know in your world that you love them and that you appreciate them and that you appreciate them being in your world and you appreciate the things that they do and who they are makes a huge difference and can add some light. I mean, imagine this. Imagine a world where everyone took an opportunity to share a little bit of love and value with someone in their life. To me, it feels like that would be a pebble cast in a pond with ripples radiating outward. I think it would be amazing. So that's one way to share some light. The other thing that I think is really important is to listen to your heart. You know, we have a tendency as human beings to get very caught up in the messages that are going on in our head. And some of those messages aren't very nice sometimes. I know some of the messages in my head aren't always pretty. But if I tune into my heart, there is nothing negative in my heart. There's absolutely nothing negative there. And I've yet to meet a person who's has anything negative in their heart either. So if you can tune into your heart, if you can really listen to what's going on in your heart or in your gut and follow that, such a great way to share light, because that's where love comes from. The other thing that I think is really important is to really be present with others. Have you ever been in a conversation with someone and you were talking, you were sharing something that was important to you, and they were half listening or they were busy doing something else? I'm guilty of it. I'm absolutely guilty of it. I've been on the giving end and the receiving end of that. And I know on the receiving end, I know how devaluing it feels. And I also know that it's created a feeling of frustration with people that I haven't been present with. So if you can give of your time, because that's precious, and undivided attention. And if at the moment you can't, when somebody wants to share something with you, let the person know, hey, if you'll give me about 10 minutes just to finish what I'm doing, you can have my undivided time. Because that is the greatest gift we can give somebody, is our attention and our time and really focusing in and being present with them. And what a great way to share light, and what a great way to share support to someone else. Here's something too that I think helps to share some light. You know, it's very easy, particularly when there's negative situations around us, to become reactionary. It's natural. Anger is natural. There's nothing wrong with getting angry. But I think it's important to remember that if we're causing damage and harm with angry words and angry thoughts, that creates not only darkness, but it creates pain. And it creates a mess that we later have to clean up. So during those times of negativity, during those times of darkness, rather than reacting, it's really helpful if we can respond. And respond out of a calm, even a charged neutral place. And the best way to do that is to give ourselves some time and space. You know, when we're faced with maybe a negative conversation or somebody's criticism, give yourself the opportunity to come from a constructive place by breathing, taking some deep breaths, or telling the person, you know what, I need to walk away for a minute and we'll talk in a little bit, and go and chill out, relax, do what you need to do to get yourself into a space where you're not coming from a place of hurt and anger. Like I said, it's okay to be angry, but it's really important to to watch when we are angry, the words that we use and the words that we say, because frankly, words are forever. We can't, once they're out there, we can never take them back. So if you can respond rather than react, you come from a much more loving and a much more powerful place. Because when we're really hurt and we're reacting, we decrease our personal power. And that's when we start to feel small. And sometimes small leads to resentment and, of course, other negative things. So I encourage you all, when you have the opportunity and you can, put yourself in a position of being able to respond versus reacting. This is something that's really fun, and that's smiling. Smiling big and smiling often. There's a great quote that I love. Keep smiling. It makes people wonder what you're up to. I tried that once quite a while ago, where I went throughout my day, wherever I went, and just smiled at people. And it was great fun. As an example, I went to the gym and I made it a point that I was going to smile at everybody I passed at the gym. Now, granted, it was 5:30 in the morning, so some people weren't fully awake. I would either, and the reactions were fun. I got a charge out of the reaction. I would either get smiles back or hello. I got a couple twisted looks, which was kind of funny. But it was fun to smile. It made me feel good. And in turn, hopefully it made somebody else feel good. But it started my day on a positive footing just by smiling. Smiles are free. And they really can brighten someone's day. Here's something else we can do that kind of helps to add some lightness. And that's copying that attitude of gratitude. You know, if you're feeling on the verge of negativity, stop whatever it is you're doing and start thanking the universe or thanking God or thanking whomever for all the good that's surrounding you. Everything you have in your life right now that's awesome and positive. You know, for example, I'm so grateful for my family and friends. I'm grateful for the house that I have. I'm grateful for my health. Start thinking about all the things that you have to be thankful for. It does help to change the negativity. It does help to create more positivity and more positive feelings. It increases the endorphins in your brain, which are the feel-good chemicals. And it's something that takes up very little time and doesn't cost a thing. It's also something that can help rewire your brain and eradicate those negative feelings. So if you can combat the negative with some positive gratitude, do it. It feels good. Okay, this one's going to sound a little funny. You know, I opened up the show about you can't turn on the news today without seeing some negativity. So to add some lightness, I'm going to ask you to bury your head in the sand. No, I'm not talking about avoiding reality, though. What I am talking about is choosing the news that you care to read and watch, and choose it wisely. Getting caught up in all the garbage and subjecting yourself to a constant barrage of dark news is not going to help to raise your energy level or help you to create positivity. So if you can keep the negative news to a minimum, I encourage you to do that. Now, I'll be honest with you, I used to watch the news, and would, as embarrassing as this is to admit, get a little charge out of the negative news until I realized why there was a charge. It was an adrenaline rush. And once I realized that, I realized that I could create adrenaline in more positive ways. So I'll be honest with you all, I don't watch the news very often. I will turn it on occasionally, and I'm very choosy about what I read. That doesn't mean I have my head in the sand. That doesn't mean I don't know what's going on in the world. I just don't choose to be constantly bombarded by the negativity, and I don't get an adrenaline charge from it anymore. Instead, I find other ways to get the adrenaline charge. For example, anything on these lists the list that I'm sharing with you can create an adrenaline charge. And it's a positive adrenaline charge, as opposed to getting the excitement and the juices flowing by watching something negative. So if you can, choose your news wisely. And along those lines, avoid negative conversations. Just like with your news, choose your conversations wisely. Try to engage in conversations that give you energy rather than take it away. You know, I have someone in my world who loves to talk about the two things that I won't talk about, and that's politics and religion. I know that sounds really cliche because there's a lot of folks out there that say they won't talk about those two topics. I have found that those two topics have a tendency to raise anger levels and frustration levels. Those are the two topics that I've experienced that most people disagree upon and get emotionally charged around. So those are two topics I will not talk about. And I have someone in my world who loves to talk about politics and will slide political conversation into an otherwise innocuous conversation. And I used to get baited by it and hooked by it. Now I don't. Now when those conversations come into play, regardless of what we're talking about, I will just quickly cut it off at the pass and say, you know what? I don't choose to talk about politics with you. I respect your opinion, but I'm not going to talk about it. And I don't say it in a rude way, and I'm not trying to discount that other person's thoughts or opinions because I value the fact that they have them. I just don't choose to engage in those conversations because I know engaging in that conversation is going to lead down a negative path. And I'm not interested in doing that. So avoid those negative conversations. Another thing you can do is come from a place of peace. You know, just because others might be rude or even inconsiderate, for example, cut you off in traffic, exhibit signs of narcissism, it's all about me, that doesn't mean you have to fall prey to it and follow suit. Try doing the exact opposite instead. You know, let someone merge into traffic. Ask someone how they really are. You might be surprised at the outcome and how it makes you feel. But remember, when someone's coming from a negative place, whatever that negative place is, you don't have to fall prey to it. You don't have to take on somebody else's rudeness. And remember, don't take it personally if you can. I know it may seem personal, it may feel personal, but when somebody else is being rude, that's theirs to own. It's their projection. And 9 times out of 10, it has absolutely nothing to do with you. So to combat it, do the exact opposite. Be a role model, as I said earlier. Here's something else that helps during times of darkness, and that's breathing. When we're stressed, when the mood is negative, when there's fear in the air, we often forget to keep breathing. Our breathing becomes shallow and faster. It's just the way our body responds. So if we can be aware of that and try to breathe, take some deep breaths in, it will make a huge difference. It will help us to come from a different place. And it's not something that takes a lot of time and a lot of energy to do. So, you know, when you find yourself feeling fried and crispy from all the negativity, take a time out and take some deep breaths. So, the last thing I want to share with you is to have fun and to laugh a lot. Because when you're having fun and when you're laughing, that is contagious. And it helps to lighten the mood. So if you can infuse fun in your day, or if you can laugh, all the better. All the better. Whatever you choose to do, whether it's one thing from the laundry list I just gave you, or something of your own, I want to encourage you. Add some light to your day each and every day. It won't just make a difference in your day. It will make a difference in the world as a whole. If each and every one of us did that, In closing, my heart goes out to all the people who have experienced devastation most recently, and I want to share my heartfelt gratitude to those folks who are doing what they can to be a candlelighter to all those people who are helping others in need. I also want to express my gratitude to my producer, Nate, for being with me today and helping to produce the show, as well as Brent Carey, the brain power behind Empower Radio, for helping us to share some light in the world through all the different programs on Empower Radio. And I want to thank all of you, as always. Until next week, keep amping up your attraction factor.